My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Let's go around the NFL to keep you in the loop. This is Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
Yeah, we are talking about practice. NFL with a $200,000 fine today. $200,000 fine.
Have we ever had that before?
I think it's something that's being emphasized this year. Apparently, they sent out a memo before the season. They don't want to tolerate, fights in training camps and inter-squad practices, etc. But I never heard of this, so I think it must be new. And it's our guy Malik Nabers, man.
Yeah.
Lions and Giants were having joint practices. Two big fights. One, like, throwing hands. We were talking about it yesterday. Yeah. Hitting each other in the helmets and everything else. The NFL brought down a $200,000 fight for multiple fights, it says, it broke out at the joint practices. I don't really know how to feel about this.
Yeah, it's funny. Clint Sterner said it the best. He retweeted that Adam Schefter tweet and said, soft-ass league.
I guess. That's what I'm saying.
But fights in training camp always happen. And I know this was probably a lot more.
It was more.
But I never... That's a big fine.
Yeah.
Did Aaron Donald get fined? That one time
in practice, he throw his helmet or swing his helmet
against the Bengals and all that.
Yeah, now that I
get. Yeah, no, I get that. I get that.
Oh man,
you find them $200,000 each. Yeah,
for what happens everywhere.
Yeah,
I guess it's just the degree.
I guess they setting the tone. Saying, yeah, hey, we will not tolerate this. But
yeah,
I feel like you see fights like that. I ain't look at that fight and was like, man, they got to do something. Mm-hmm. Somebody got to get suspended or fined for this. I ain't really look at it like that.
Yeah. All right. So Justin Simmons and Brandon Ayuk are making the news right now. Let's start with Ayuk. Brandon Ayuk. In New Orleans, could be as we speak, because it was supposed to be early afternoon, that he was going to be going through some, medicals and trying to work things out. But now our guy Benjamin Albright is tapping the brakes on that, saying that Ayuk. I said New Orleans. I meant Steelers. It's Justin Simmons that's going to New Orleans. But Brandon Ayuk in Pittsburgh. Going to Pittsburgh reportedly, and Benjamin Albright says not so fast on that. That it might not be a done deal. So
okay,
we'll see.
So maybe the Browns may throw a Hail Mary or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe they give him a fully guaranteed contract like they did somebody else.
I'm sure. Yeah, and that's what he's looking for.
Yeah,
I mean,
I think that's what it is.
That's exactly what he's looking for.
Maybe trying to sucker the Browns a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because
they've been suckered before.
That's the same thing that happened to Deshaun. Remember, the Browns was in it.
Want $30 million guaranteed.
Yeah.
And they're going to be dumb enough to do it.
Yeah, it's funny. This is like the wide receiver version of what happened with Deshaun.
Yeah.
Where the Browns was out on it, and then they came back later and gave him a fully guaranteed contract.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they might do this.
Yeah. So I don't know. We'll see how it ends up playing out. But It seems like he's going to be traded to the Pittsburgh Steelers. A couple of guys are starting to wonder on that. Other NFL news as we go around the NFL here. Justin Simmons, I was kind of getting ahead of myself. He's in New Orleans going through all the medicals, doing the same thing. It looks as if they're going to offer a contract. I feel like that's a wrap. Like they've gone a long way to get Justin Simmons.
Yeah,
in.
It will be something shocking if he don't sign with them. It got to be something, a medical condition or something they not really comfortable with, and which will probably explain why he's been on the market this long. Yeah. But I don't think that will happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, it should be. He should be signed by the New Orleans Saints pretty soon.
Man, there is kind of the localized Texans angle here because that means D'Amico says we're good.
We good.
We're good with Jimmy Ward and with obviously Kalen Bullock and what's his name? MJ Stewart.
Yeah, Eric Murray.
So it's the one place I'm still a little bit. Little bit that in depth at linebacker, a little bit worried.
Yeah, I'm still a little bit worried. I wish they could have signed Justin Simmons. He was right there, and hell, when he got on the market for the first time, I'm like, oh, he gonna be gone in a minute. Should be gone in a snap of a finger.
Yeah. But
he stayed on the market the whole time. I didn't know what was going on, but I felt like the Texans had they could have got somebody else at safety too. I feel like
now they're not done.
Yeah,
because they can always pick up someone. But Justin Simmons was the
It seemed like it was a perfect match.
Yeah,
and if he wanted to go somewhere and win and compete, I felt like that was perfect place for him to come and win.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. D'Amico is good with it. So if he's good, I'm good.
I mean, even for like a 1 year contract deal. I mean, you have Kalen Bullock, who's a rookie. He can learn behind him. You know, he can learn behind Justin Simmons. He can learn behind Jimmy
Yeah, Moore. Who knows what kind of deal you're going to give him.
Yeah, so it's just like, it wouldn't have been a bad idea. But, I mean, like you said, if D'Amico's fine, Matt Burke said, hey, we're good with our safety room. We're good.
I kind of got a little confidence, too, because if Kalen Bullock is that good.
No, we like him. Has nothing to do with him.
Yeah. If he's that confident in him, in a rookie, where you can pass on Justin Simmons. Like, all right, I guess we got something right now then.
Yeah, maybe. Jim Harbaugh, the Teflon man. I guess that's what we got to call him right now. This dude is just like nothing sticks, man. So we all know what happened. He left Michigan after winning a national championship. Could have stayed there as long as he wanted. Could have gotten a life contract. Could have named the field after him. But no, he left. And it was right ahead of the posse because Jim Harbaugh, the NCAA has come down on him. With a, I believe it was a 4-year show cause penalty, and that if he ever comes back to college football, he's going to not be able to participate in anything. And that's literally what that said in there, anything in college football. Cool story. He ain't coming back to college football. Nah, he knew exactly what he was doing.
He knew that because it would have been perfect if he stayed there and tried to repeat.
Mm-hmm.
But no, he like I said, he's
skedaddled. I am out.
He dipped out, man. I never seen nobody dip out that fast.
You know he's having a big laugh about this.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm on 4-year probation. Yeah. Oh, poor me.
Yeah, it's just like the LeBron gif when he was just like, ooh.
Oh, no.
Ooh,
I can't do anything in college football again? Well, I've already done everything. I've done everything in college.
I got my fix here.
Yeah.
I got my championship. I'm out.
So I want to. So can he not like step into like Michigan at all? Can he visit or do any of that
stuff?
That's
a good question.
Yeah.
Like if they have a reunion or whatever,
I think
he can. If I had to guess, because this has to do with coaching. Like you are not allowed for 1 year to do anything if you were ever back in college football. I mean, I could be wrong, but hell, that's going to slide off of him
too. They're going to let him back.
That's going to slide off of him too.
Yeah, it's crazy.
All right, so Texans, Steelers, day after tomorrow. The Texans, we've talked about their depth chart. The Steelers released their depth chart, and they have one Russell Wilson as the starting quarterback. But Mike Tomlin said today, not so fast, my friends.
Would you still categorize this as a quarterback competition? If it is, how do you weigh what happens on the practice field here versus what happens in a stadium?
Very much is a competition. What happens in stadium is weighted heavier than what happens in a practice setting because it's more game-like.
All right. So he says it's still a competition. I talked about this earlier. The best thing about this, listening to this audio, is that we don't have to go through that anymore.
Yeah.
We're out of that business.
Shoot. It was a little bit frustrating last season when they tried to make it like, CJ's not the starter.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, come on,
man.
Well,
I mean, we knew better.
Yeah, we knew.
But still, you're like, we'd been through it.
Yeah.
You know, Ryan Mallett or, you know, Ryan Fitzpatrick or whatever.
Hell, Deshaun Watson and Tom Savage.
Tom Savage.
Yeah.
Yeah, Savage started the first game.
Yeah, the first half. Yep.
Yes. We are out of that business. But it is going to be, like, this is the biggest challenge for Mike Tomlin. Never had, by the way, you want to be listening at 140 because blew me away, and it does tie in with the Texans and something that happened with Mike Tomlin on a radio station up there. But this is going to be his toughest one to not finish with a losing record, I feel.
Yeah, I think so, too. And they have a good team. They just had questions at quarterback, man. Mm-hmm. I just don't know how they could get through the season. And I know they will. That's the crazy thing about it, man. I don't think they're going to be a bad team.
Yeah.
They just, for somehow, they just always finish over 500, or they always squeak into the playoffs. He never had a losing record.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, I don't know, it's a little bit frustrating whenever I see that, but it's Mike Tomlin, man.
Yeah, I think they'll do it again, to be honest. If anybody can get the most out of Russell Wilson, it'll be that team. I'm not going to say him, but that team. And then who knows? You know.
All you got to do is be better than Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, that's all he's got to do.
Yeah.
So this is an interesting one that you brought up, and it got me thinking about something else. So speaking of depth charts, the Denver Broncos put out their depth chart. And let's look at the quarterbacks for the Denver Broncos. Starting quarterback, Jarrett Stidham. Backup quarterback, Zach Wilson.
Ooh.
Third team quarterback, Bo Nix.
Oh, yeah, who was drafted in the first round, by the way.
Bo Nix. This could be playing some depth chart games. You know, we know Sean Payton might love Bo Nix. He's actually looked, according to reports, pretty good, whatever that is. But I started thinking, like, and we said this in the draft, like there were six quarterbacks taken in the first round. And I know I said this. We talked about it. Like, there are going to be busts. Like it is. It's every year. There's going to be quarterbacks who are busts. Jaden Daniels apparently is going to win the starting job with the Commanders. And he was my favorite quarterback last year.
Who is he competing with?
Sam Howell. No, is it? No. I forget who he's competing with. He's going to be the starting quarterback there. We know Caleb Williams is going to be the starting quarterback there. But that doesn't mean you're going to be successful.
Yeah.
Then you got Bo Nix. Then you got Drake May. Michael Penix Jr. We'll see him in 5 years. And J.J. McCarthy. With the Vikings.
I don't think he hitting the field. Not anytime soon.
Oh, Mariota. That's right.
Yeah, Mariota. Yeah. Texans legend, Jeff Driscoll.
Oh, and Driscoll. That's another one that we were in the middle
that's
of.
That's in Washington. Yeah.
Yeah. So how many of these guys, like, in 3 years are we going to be talking about, like we're talking about C.J. Stroud?
I'm going to say, this is a popular answer, but I'm going to say Caleb Williams. I think that's going to be the guy.
Any more?
Better, more than
okay. The over under on quarterbacks that were drafted in the first round that we're going to be talking about maybe being elite, 1.5.
Yeah.
You gonna take the over?
I'm gonna take the over. I'm gonna say Jaden Daniels is gonna be pretty good.
Man, give me the over. I'm taking that over all day.
Oh, you sound like it'll be well over.
No. I mean, no more than two. But I just feel like Caleb Williams. I mean, popular answer. I feel like he'll be good. Jaden Daniels should be good.
Mm-hmm.
And then Michael Penix Jr., what are y'all thoughts about?
He may not even be on the field in 3 years.
Yeah, but let's say, like, if Kirk Cousins doesn't work out.
Yeah.
I mean, can he be the guy that steps up and maybe be a top quarterback? Well, top 15 quarterback.
I'd take Penix Jr. over the field, the rest of the field. Not Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels. Drake May, they're saying some good things about, but he's also had some really bad days.
Yeah.
So we'll see on that. Bo Nix, as we said, third team.
Yeah, I didn't even think he was going to get in the first round.
Yeah.
I didn't think he was going to get drafted in the first round. Yeah. So.
J. J.J. McCarthy, I've never been real high on him other than as a college quarterback.
I feel bad for them because they actually traded up. I thought they was trying to get a better quarterback. And it seemed like they kind of traded up and settled.
I was never a fan of him, and I will never be a fan of him.
Oh, you're not a Michigan guy?
Oh, no.
No, I'm not either. But I respected that guy. I mean, like, he was legit.
He was
obviously
a good college quarterback. Yeah,
obviously. I mean, you can swallow your pride and say things like that occasionally.
Yeah, but, he was all right.
I'm going to say elite. We're talking about elite, like we're talking about C.J. Stroud. I'm going to say one.
One, okay. So you're taking the under.
And it might not be Caleb Williams.
Who you got, Jaden?
I think Jaden Daniels, man.
I think so, too.
I think it might be. And that's not a shot at Caleb. Well, I think he's going to be good, but think about how we're talking about CJ. There ain't a lot of quarterbacks that are talked about like that.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people, and it's fair to say everybody on the show didn't know CJ Stroud was going to be this.
Yeah.
And I think that's a chance because I hear a little bit about Jaden Daniels, but not as much as we do about Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
So, like you said, it's not a shot at Caleb Williams, but Jaden Daniels had the chance to come out of nowhere and be like, whoa, this guy, they got somebody in this guy.
Also has to do with how the game is. Now, Caleb Williams is very mobile, and his calling card is kind of off script, as they say. Like, you know, he's been compared to Patrick Mahomes. I get it. I'm not going to say he's not going to be on track for being elite. I'm just saying if I had to bet on one, I think it'd be.
I do think Caleb Williams got the better chance to win, though, because his team is stacked.
Yeah.
And you usually don't see a number one overall pick come into a stacked situation like that, because remember, that wasn't their pick. That was Carolina's.
Mm-hmm.
So they lucked up getting that number one overall pick.
Yeah.
And they spent a lot of money in free agency, so he's pretty much loaded. And all he got to do is go out there and do his thing, and they can actually be pretty good this year. He can have a good rookie season.
All right. 3 years from now, Chris, Figgy, Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams, Bo Nix, Drake May, Michael Penix Jr., J.J. McCarthy. Most likely to be a absolute bust.
I got to go with – I'm going to go with Bo Nix. I just don't see it. I feel like Sean Payton, I feel like he's kind of in over his head a little bit, scrambling a little bit. He got, that was the fourth quarterback or fifth quarterback to come off the board.
Yeah.
And I feel like he totally settled with Bo Nix.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't know if he going to have a chance in Denver like that. I don't think he's going to be too good.
I'm going to go with J.J.
J.J. McCarthy?
Yeah.
God, you hate J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah. I'm just not a fan. I never was. And like I said, I will never be.
No, I mean, before the draft, I had him last. But I thought he was a great college quarterback.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't think it's going to translate to the NFL. I'm going to say, and by the way, this is the exact opposite of J.J. McCarthy, because I thought Michael Penix Jr., you know, his accuracy was right on par with what C.J. Stroud's was coming out of college. I just think the odds are against him.
Yeah.
Like Kirk Cousins is a really good quarterback.
Yeah.
Would they give him how many hundreds of
50 million, I want to say guaranteed?
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah.
And it's for 2 years.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to be 27 years old.
Yeah.
Like, I love the guy. I love Michael Penix Jr.'s game. I just don't know if he's going to get a shot.
Yeah, I don't
barring injury.
Yeah, I still don't understand why they drafted them that high like that.
Yeah,
knowing they just signed the quarterback and for that much money. So I have no idea. To me, it just don't make sense for them to draft him like that and to let him sit and learn. Hey, dog, he's 24 years old, man. Mm-hmm. So I just don't get it.
Yeah, and the texture points out accurately, you know, and this is what they're selling in Atlanta, because everybody was confused by it. You know, Mahomes wasn't on the field and then came in and was gangbusters after that. Mahomes was younger. Penix Jr.'s had multiple injuries. That's what set him back at Washington. Was it two ACLs?
He had two serious injuries.
Yeah. I just think the odds are just kind of stacked against him.
Yeah.
All right, so there's some wild cringe, as the kids like to say, audio, and I gotta tell you, I just gotta play it all because it's so cringeworthy. But I do got to defend my guy here. The internet is going absolutely nuts next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
I got the internet going nuts.
All right, I bear with us here. This is a little longer cut. It's just about 2 minutes than we normally play, but you got to listen to the whole thing. If you haven't heard this, like sometimes it's so cringy, it's funny. This one is so cringy, it's not funny, but it gets better. And I'm going to defend it at the end. So Mad Dog Russo, during a show, got news that Billy Bean died.
The word that we're getting right now is that the general manager of the A's, Billy Bean, may have passed away. Wow. Was he ill? Wasn't aware of this. I mean, he's not that old. Jeez, was it sudden? We'll see if we can get some information. Wow, that is a terrible story. With Billy Bean of the A's, I don't know anything about it. This is the first I've heard. He's an historic general manager on a team that he built very good teams with not a lot to work with financially. The movie, of course, with Brad Pitt. He's probably no more than 62 or 3. 60. Wow, leukemia. That's a terrible story. So Billy Bean. Of the A's. Now, had he taken a leave of absence in the last whatever it might be to, I didn't even know, I'm sure his cohorts in the sport knew. He's very close to Cashman, so I'm sure Bryant knew. I didn't know if anybody in baseball knew. I didn't hear any of this, and I'm on the baseball channel every day, or thereabouts. So, that's a terrible story of Billy Bean.
Okay.
Let me read it to you. Billy fought an heroic year-long battle with acute leukemia. That's the wrong Billy Bean. That's not the Billy Bean from the A's. Last 10 years, Billy worked passionately and tirelessly with MLB and all 30 clubs, focusing on player education. He played a 10-year playing career with six teams. That's the different Billy Bean. Still a terrible story.
Yeah, it is.
But that's not the Billy Bean. That's not the Bean of the A's.
Of course.
That's the Billy Bean who worked for Major League Baseball. So it's a different Billy Bean. So we apologize if we got that screwed up.
Yeah.
It's spelled differently. This Billy Bean is spelled...
That's probably good.
Just imagine if it was the one with the A's just watching that.
Well, he heard about it. I'm sure he got texts.
Yeah.
Hey, you all right? But the funniest, I just feel horrible for the legendary one, Mad Dog Russo there. But, like, the worst part is, like, he's almost like, oh, that's a different, it's not the same Billy B. Not another one.
We dodged the bullet right there.
Thank God that other dude died.
I know.
But I am going to defend him. Like, we've all been there. Maybe not to that extreme, you know, of embarrassment or whatever. But, like, when you're getting stuff in the middle of the show and you're on air and you're trying to search, that's why you always look for the check marks. You try to cross-reference it.
Yeah, you kind of lean on the producers
a
little bit,
too. I'm going to defend him a little bit. Like, he was trying, man. And you could say you could smell the wood burning. Like, he was thinking. He was trying to get it all straight. It was so cringeworthy and embarrassing, I'm sure, for Mad Dog, as he said right there. But I got to defend it. He was trying, and he didn't get all the information he needed.
Yeah, I felt bad for him, man. Mm-hmm. But it happens to the best, man. Yeah. Sometimes the internet can be the wild, wild west. And fortunately, it was another Billy Bean.
Fortunately.
Yeah.
Not for his family.
I was just saying it's a different one. I feel like that's a small world too.
Yeah.
Like, so isn't.
And he was in baseball.
So that's why I'm not really mad at him.
Yeah.
But man, it sucks for him to pretty much, I don't want to say kill somebody off, but
well, he kind of did.
Talk about somebody totally different.
He kind of did.
I got the internet going nuts.
All right, Figgy, you put something on the dock, and you said anything under 3 minutes or without a condom doesn't count. Yeah. And I'm like, well, I think I know what this is about.
Yeah, so if you know rapper Lil Baby,
yeah,
he have a baby mother named Jaya. Mm-hmm. I want to say it's Jaya.
Mm-hmm.
And she made a post on social media pretty much saying, if it's under 3 minutes and if it's with a condom, it do not count.
I messed up my 2-year celibacy for 3 minutes. It don't count. It don't count, girl. 3 minutes, anything under 3 minutes don't count. And if you use a condom, it really don't count. You good. You can still say you celibate.
That's information I could have used in high school. I mean.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a bunch of Virgin Marys walking around here now.
That's information I could have used. Hey, girl, no, 3 minutes. I promise I'll be done.
It don't count. My favorite response to this video was somebody said her brain is made of BBL meat.
What is she doing here?
Yeah.
And she goes like, with a condom, it definitely don't count. It counts. Yeah.
It counts for me.
I know.
Yeah.
True. Half the time, looking at a chick, that counts. In some marriages, if you look at a chick.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I can't believe this.
I got the internet going nuts.
So Christian McCaffrey kind of told us, without telling us, that Brandon Ayuk, he gone.
No, for me, I don't deal with it. You know, that's not part of my job. It's not part of my position. I think, obviously, as a former teammate or, you know, teammate of his in general, any teammate that you have, you love, you respect them, you want the best for them. As far as the business side of this game goes, it's always difficult. And so I stay out of it completely. You know, that's way above my pay grade. And I just try to focus on what I can do every single day. But obviously, we always wish the best for any of our teammates, whether they're here or not.
Or
obviously, we
teammate.
Hope he's here. Just, you know, it's a tough part of the business.
Dude called him a former teammate yesterday.
Yeah. I think everybody know it. Everybody there knows it. And they just waiting on the day.
And by the way, since we're on that, there's more reports. This one, who's this from? Anyway, that there's still no deal between the 49ers and the Steelers per multiple sources. They have spoken, continue to speak. Situation remains fluid, but as of this post, no agreement. He's just taking them, like holding them hostage.
Yeah. I think, and two, Pittsburgh is a tough team to deal with. For some reason, it seems like Pittsburgh always fleeces everybody.
Yeah.
Even signing free agents, they got a good deal on Patrick Queen. Remember, we thought Patrick Queen was going to break the bank.
Yeah.
And when he got there, man, he pointed at, I want to say it was him that pointed at the Pittsburgh Steelers sign and said, this is why I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
So that Steelers logo is usually their discount.
Yeah.
They usually get a discount because of that logo. So I'm guessing that GM is probably trying not to give up a lot for Brandon Ayuk, or maybe not pay for a lot. And maybe that's the hold up.
Yeah.
But I know Andrew Filippone said, you know, the deal is pretty much done. They just working out the contracts and all that stuff.
I trust Filippone on this.
Me too. I think your boy Nick Wright do too. He mentioned Nick Wright tweeted him and pretty much said if he's saying it,
it's gonna happen.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of people are hopeful and maybe Ayuk is just kind of saying, well, let's see.
Yeah, I think he's probably trying to get over that $30 million.
Yeah.
Guaranteed or whatever that is.
Yeah.
To me, it's definitely the money, man. It's
got to be.
That's the only thing that's probably
gotta
holding him back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, one more here.
I got the internet going nuts.
It's only because when the internet goes nuts, sometimes you laugh out loud, like literally. And I did when I saw this. So I want you to listen to this. It's a pillow fight. I'm not kidding. It's a pillow fight championship league. Legitimately. And the thing that I love the most is the announce, like it's like legit pillow fight.
Yeah,
I got a pillow.
It's a boxing ring.
Yeah, there's a crowd.
Yeah,
it's like apparently there's, you know, prize money, and one dude has a pillow, and the other dude has a pillow, and they start whacking each other with the pillow just like a sleepover. But my favorite part of this is the announcers are calling it like Hagler versus Hearns, man.
Pillow fight.
On the offense, lots of athleticism.
360 to open it up.
They're hitting with pillows.
17 years old. Beautiful. That's exactly what you're going to do. You want to see a real life video game player? That is it. In Carvalho.
Oh, what the hell? Shot.
Holy cow. Look at this young man just hitting him with a 360.
It's a composite material used here, so it does hit a little bit harder.
Oh, God.
Ever saw the first ever takedown, and that is a point scored to Daniel
Gorilla. Tripped him. It wasn't a takedown. He tripped the dude.
I was really impressed by this because they wasn't just like throwing the pillow. They were like doing spin kicks.
Oh, yeah. They were spinning and stuff.
Yeah, doing 360s and then throwing the pillow. I'm like, dang.
It was a sleepover. It was a freaking
sleepover.
Man,
we had those all
yes.
the time. Do kids still have pillow fights?
I guess. I don't know.
No idea, man.
Yeah.
Man, that used to be a thing. It used to be about five of us.
Yeah.
My cousins used to come over. We used to have pillow fights, all that type of stuff, man.
Pillow fights, wrestling, all that stuff. Yep.
But if you enter a pillow fight league, don't enter any fight leagues. I mean, because you're just embarrassing yourself at this point.
Yeah. Now, it looked very competitive, though. It looked, like I said, it's a boxing ring.
Yeah.
You got a crowd. You have a referee. I want to say, I think I saw a referee.
Mm-hmm.
But they legit got a pillow in their hand. And they
I literally watched it like five times.
Yeah.
I'm like, these dudes are so serious.
I'm just waiting for it to get to the Olympics.
Yeah, I wouldn't
Let's
be surprised.
See how they go. We got Poland versus the United States.
Yeah.
Pillow fighting.
Yeah. So Drake dropped 100 gigabytes of music and video footage in one day?
He did. So this was considered a leak.
Mm-hmm.
And Drake reportedly leaked 100 gigabytes of music and video footage.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot. So I looked through it. He actually have a website called 100gigs.org where you could just go to it and go through all the files and different random video footage.
Yeah.
And I want to say he have only three songs on there. I think it's three songs.
So what is it?
It's a lot of video footage.
Oh, okay.
So I think this is actually genius what he did this.
Mm-hmm.
So you got video footage of him in the studio recording certain songs.
Okay.
Remember the song Hotline Bling?
Yeah.
He was in the studio kind of coming up with that. So it's a lot of behind the scenes stuff. They show some behind the scenes stuff of him recording like reference tracks for Kanye West.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of cool, man. I got to give it to Drake for that, man. Just throwing out a whole bunch of stuff that he probably wasn't going to use.
Yeah.
And just
he's going to get hits.
Yeah, just giving it to the fans. And yeah. They got the internet going nuts. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, that's one thing Drake does, man. He knows how to market and like.
Oh, he can brand.
Oh, yeah, brand. That's the word I was looking for.
He can brand.
That, man. Yeah, so all he did was just create a website, put all this stuff that he wasn't going to use,
mm-hmm.
and people was eating it up.
Man. All right, got a question for you here before we pass it along to the drive. What if C.J. Stroud is truly elite for the next dozen years? What if D'Amico Ryans is the coach the whole time? What if they win just one Super Bowl? Are they going to be underachieving? Because they're talking about an underachieving coach who did exactly that. Next.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop.
All right, so some what-ifs are just like, get out of here, that's crazy, it's never going to happen. Some what-ifs are like, yeah, what if? And this is one of those. And I want to set the backdrop and how we thought about this, because in Pittsburgh, yesterday afternoon, where, you know, obviously the Texans are going to play the Steelers on Friday, in Pittsburgh, there was a involving Chris Canty and others, a very, you know, kind of pointed argument, discussion about, is Mike Tomlin a Hall of Fame coach? And when I saw the headline, I was like, well, I got to click on this, because of course he's a Hall of Fame coach. I mean, of course. Like, he's never had a losing season. He's been there how long now? What, 16?
2007, 2006, yeah. Somewhere around there. Yeah, he's been there a long time.
He's been there forever, never lost, won a Super Bowl. I'm like, what kind of bozos don't think he's going to be in the Hall of Fame? But it got me to thinking, but let's listen to it first.
So I'm going to ask you this question. Is Mike Tomlin a Hall of Famer?
I guess so. I don't know, man. I don't even know what a Hall of Fame coach is anymore, because
Mike Tomlin is what it looks like.
I don't understand what this standard is in terms of how you're judging coaches. We're literally talking about Mike Tomlin being a Hall of Fame coach. He will waltz into the Hall of Fame 5 years after he's done coaching.
Because all of these guys had long tenures with Hall of Fame quarterbacks and won one Super Bowl. By the quarterback standard, that's an under. We were talking about it with Aaron Rodgers and Mike McCarthy yesterday.
I don't know how it's possible to be an underachiever and be in a Hall of Fame. That doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
That math don't make sense to me. So I can't continue this conversation because I don't understand it.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I agree with him. But it does get you to start thinking. Like, if we, I think everybody here, maybe everybody in the city agrees, C.J. Stroud is going to be an elite quarterback. Probably already is. You know, he's just got to go out another year and kind of back up last season's. D'Amico Ryans is the man. Like he's turned this thing around so, you know, so quickly and so much. And D'Amico is, this team is going to win a lot. So let's say we get 12 years of C.J. Stroud, just as an example, hopefully more. But let's say we get 12 years of C.J. Stroud. Let's say D'Amico has a career that parallels Mike Tomlin's. None of these are big what-ifs if what we're feeling is real and what a lot of people do believe is real. And C.J. Stroud takes the city of Houston to a Super Bowl and wins a Super Bowl. Like, we're going nuts. It's the greatest era of football in the history of Houston. But what they said right there, if he's elite and D'Amico, you know, coaches this team the whole time, but they win just one Super Bowl with an elite quarterback like that, is it underachieving?
See, it's a little tricky, man. I think it's a little tricky because, like, in the moment, I would think that's underachieving, because I would feel like he should have more Super Bowls than that. Even like with Aaron Rodgers, I want to say Aaron Rodgers only got one Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
In the moment, you look at
Green
it like,
Bay.
Yeah, you think like, man, that was so underachieving because this one of the greatest quarterbacks ever,
mm-hmm.
and he only got one Super Bowl. But once he hang it up, once they hang it up, then you look back at the resume, you said, man, this guy was dominant.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, he probably run into some hurdles. But nah, I wouldn't look at that as underachieving. Maybe a little disappointing.
Yeah.
Maybe you wish you could have had more, but I wouldn't look at that as underachieving.
Just a little bit. And the reason is because you talk about having an elite quarterback like CJ Stroud. You should have one more. Now, of course,
more than one.
Yeah. Now, of course, there's going to be a lot of different factors that come in because you don't know what other quarterbacks are still playing. You don't know if you're still.
What if Mahomes wins eight?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, sometimes he could just keep going against Mahomes and maybe getting the bad part of it. And so maybe he just only got him one time.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't look at his resume and be like, nah, he underachieved. Mm-hmm. Nah, it was a good career. But unfortunately, you just keep running into the greatest quarterback of all time.
Yeah. I would be disappointed. I would feel unfulfilled. Like, maybe, boy, we could have had more. Like if he's Aaron Rodgers, again, listen to what we're saying. We're kind of dumb about it.
Yeah.
But it's a discussion that a lot of people are kind of, it's kind of dancing around in your head. Like, we think he's going to be that good. If he's that good, And Aaron Rodgers, I think Green Bay fans are unfulfilled.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah.
I don't think they regret having Aaron Rodgers. Another example is the freaking Astros. Let's say the only World Series they had was in 2017, and they hadn't won the other one. I'd feel like that was a little, maybe even underachieving, considering how dominant they were and what kind of talent they had.
And look at the roster, man.
Yeah.
You got an MVP in Jose Altuve. You got just a stacked roster, man. Mm-hmm. And you only got one World Series. It's like, man, we were supposed to have about two or three or four of them things.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, like I said, I'm glad they got the second World Series.
Yeah.
And now you can look and be like, man, they went to seven straight ALCS. They went to the World Series, how many times? Three times?
Yeah.
They went to the World Series. They got two of them, but, man, it was so dominant. And you could just look at the resume like that. Even now, honestly, mm-hmm. I wish they could have got one more, man. I think they should have. The one they lost with A.J. Hintz throwing out the, was it Will Harris?
Yeah.
They should have won that one to me.
Mm-hmm.
And that one kind of hurt, but I know once it's all said and done.
They should have definitely won that one.
Yeah. Once it's said and done, then you can look at the resume and be like, man, that was a bad Astros team
in
that era.
Yeah. And the texter says, Lopez is in a state of dreaming. Let the Texans have one good season with this group before we start talking all
pump
this
the
elite BS.
Pump the brakes.
Hey, they did have one good season. one really, really good season. And if you don't think that most people watching football think that C.J. Stroud is on the cusp and if not already elite, then you're on an island. So, like, if we're assuming, and I think it's safe to assume that he's elite, we're assuming DeMeco Ryans is really, really good, and they go 10, 12 years and win one Super Bowl, I just refuse to believe that I'm gonna say the word underachieving after that run just because it's been such a long stretch for Houston. But I will. I'm with Chris. I'd be like, sort of like, dang.
Yeah.
Like Peyton Manning in Indianapolis.
Yeah. I felt like he should have got more.
Yeah. I don't think anybody's like mad. You just kind of feel like, well, darn.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And you know who we kept running against? Tom Brady.
That's the other factor.
Kept going against Tom Brady. So sometimes when you look at it like that, then it's like, dang. Like,
yeah.
We should have had more. But if you look at his resume, he had a good career, man.
Mm-hmm. And one thing for sure, and this ties in with what they're talking about in Pittsburgh on that show, DeMeco would absolutely be in the Hall of Fame as a coach. You go 10, 12 years, you make these big runs. Let's say you fall short two or three times, whether it's in the Super Bowl or AFC Championship game or whatever, but you win one. That's a Hall of Fame quarterback, coach.
Yeah, I think if DeMeco was here for the next 16 years,
mm-hmm.
Let's say he get to a Super Bowl, win one, he get to another one, lose one, and never had a losing record.
Yeah.
I would say that's a Hall of Fame coach.
Yeah.
I think that's a Hall of Fame coach. But I also think Mike Tomlin, him being a Pittsburgh Steeler, I think that play a lot in it too, man. Pro Football Hall of Fame, love Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's like the golden child of the NFL, man. Just being a Steeler for so long.
Yeah.
I think he going to get the benefit of the doubt.
I think the other thing that would play in with why it wouldn't be underachieving is because he did it in Houston. That ties in with exactly what you're talking about. Pittsburgh can have that discussion because their standard is so high.
Yeah.
Like, what, 5, 6, whatever it is that they've had. And you go back to Chuck Knoll and Bill Cowher.
Hell, he had three. three head coaches.
Yeah, three head coaches. But, like, their standard is so high. It's kind of like the Astros now in terms of, like, well, we got it. It's World Series. It's AL Championship or the season was a disappointment. Like, their standard is so high. But in Houston, dude, they won a Super Bowl in Houston. Like, the city, the organization that hadn't won squat. So I think that's why it would be like he would get some grace there.
I think so. I agree.
And one other thing on this, as we're talking about Texans versus Steelers coming up, some of the other things that we want to see in this game, we talked about Damian Pierce. We talked about you know, some of the guys that we, you know,
the starters,
if they really show something and continue to do it in the preseason, then all of a sudden, you know, we're going to be in a really good spot. There are also guys, and we haven't even mentioned this today, like they have to respond just to make the squad.
Yeah.
Like John Metchie's got to do something.
Yeah. And it's a big game for him, man. Mm-hmm. I think this is going to be a big preseason for him. And I was actually shocked that he was playing in the Hall of Fame game. To me, mm-hmm. I always look at that as a bit of a bad sign because they usually don't play anybody mm-hmm. in the Hall of Fame game. Even like certain backups don't really play.
Yeah.
But he played and didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm wondering, like, he got to really step it up in this game. Got to make some type of plays. Otherwise, he going to be on the outside looking in.
The reality is that even though they have an extra preseason game, and D'Amico was talking about it, like he's not losing a lot of reps because he's got 4 games this year, not 3. The reality is that's not how they look at it. They look at how you play in those games.
Yeah.
You know?
And he should have been dominating in these mm-hmm. games because he was playing against second string, third string players.
Yeah.
And you let Xavier Hutchinson outshine you. Him and Cam Akers was the MVP of that game.
Yeah.
And I just felt like that should have been his time to shine. And I don't know what goes forward with Metchie.
Yeah. And I didn't mention one other. We were talking about, like, players that have to show something in order to make this squad, like, really, really good, even better than we're talking about. Damian Pierce was mentioned. Cade Stover was mentioned. Jalen Petrie was mentioned, and I forgot to mention the other one, and I don't even have his name.
Yeah.
A linebacker.
Yeah.
A linebacker.
It could be Jake Hansen.
I don't care if it's Jake Hansen or the Hansen brothers.
Or Jake from State Farm.
Or Jake from State Farm. I don't care if it's Jake from State Farm, the Hansen brothers, or Jake Hansen, or Neville Hewitt, or Jamal Hill, or Henry Toto. Like, when we're talking about, like, somebody's got to show something, and we're talking about, you know, like, obviously all the guys we mentioned, you know, Damian Pierce, etc. Give me a linebacker, man.
Yeah.
Give me somebody showing me something.
Hopefully D'Amico Ryans is in the lab with that pixie dust.
Yeah.
Like, who can I use to step up? And let me use some of that pixie dust on them because they need somebody else to come out of nowhere.
Yeah, like their depth on the defensive side showed itself, and you know we know what they're going to get out of Al-Shaair. We think we know what we're going to get out of Christian Harris, and then I have no idea. I have no idea who the other, you know, big time rotational contributing. I can't say Henry To'o.
Yeah, I wouldn't bet my money on it.
Yeah.
Like, if he step up, that's good.
Yeah.
But I'm not counting on him.
I mean, we came into this training camp, Clint, and one of the things that I kept saying is I don't know about linebacker depth. Dude, we're 2 weeks in, and I don't know about linebacker depth.
Yeah. Look, I think the depth is, I mean, which is a beautiful thing, by the way, we're the big
that we're talking about. Yeah.
I mean, we're not talking about who the starting quarterback is. Yeah. You got to find the quarterback. You got to find weapons. I mean, we're talking about depth here.
Yeah.
And look, I do. I think depth is the issue at a couple of different positions. You can talk about interior offensive line. We potentially could have depth at tackle in terms of this little Tytus Howard injury, and, mm-hmm. and now you got to find somebody other than Blake Fisher to swing. You know, so there's a couple of spots where you really, really worry about depth. But to your point, I don't think any of them are bigger than the linebacker position, because you are really, really good in that.
Who do you like there? Outside of the Harrison and Al-Shaair, shown you anything?
I like 13
Phillips. Yeah.
I like 13. Now a lot of that is based off of build and athlete. You know, just
isn't he more of a cover guy?
Yes.
Yeah.
But that's why, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't look. I just think there's only going to be a handful of times where you need a guy that'll just stick his head in there.
Mm-hmm.
You need guys that can run, and if he can tackle well, I'll be good with it. But you got to have guys with this schedule you're fixing to face. You got to have guys that can tackle.
I'm sorry, cover. And cover.
If you're a linebacker and you can't tackle, your ass is gonna have a short career. You got to be able to cover, and you got to be able to run in D'Amico's defense. And so I like 13 just because he looks the part. I ain't seen nothing yet.
He was getting some good reps too.
Got some good reps in the first game.
Mm-hmm.
But again, nobody.
But
else
I can't
did.
Say, oh hey, hell, give me DeShaun Phillips.
Yes,
agree. I can't sit here and say that. Like
that's what we got.
I got no names for you.
Well, I sure can't wait to see Christian Harris.
Yeah, eventually, huh? We will see him.
How long is this go? Have you seen him?
And they still say hammy, right?
I've seen soft tissue. I haven't really understood.
I thought I heard
Did
hammy.
You get hammy?
Maybe that was off the record and I shouldn't have said that.
It's on the record.
I just hadn't seen him.
We got to
be close to a month of a camp.
Yeah. So
at least you know you get out there. You've seen Mixon on the other field. You've seen Tunzel
Mixon
every day.
100%
on the other field. I just.
Yeah.
Seen much of Christian Harris.
Mm-hmm. I have not personally laid my eyes on him at all. I mean, I haven't been looking, but I mean,
not only has he not practiced, I've not seen him since camp has started.
Is he alive?
Is he around?
713-572-4662.
I think he's still with us, but I mean, I just.
Well, I hope like hell he is. I've been awfully comfortable.
Well,
that makes me feel even more
uncomfortable about what I was just talking about.
It's a hell of a hamstring.
Why'd you bring that up? I'm just assuming.
I mean. You know who you're talking to.
Nah, man. Here, let's just act like nah, man.
No,
just
I'm
look
not
at
doing
Aziz.
That.
I'm talking about Clint. Yeah, let's look at Aziz. Y'all ever talking about Henry Toa Toa? And I'm just saying.
Yeah,
well,
I got no clue on him either.
We had seen one of them that you say you feel. We ever talking about linebacker depth? We have still yet to see the starter.
The starter.
I'm just saying. I mean, like you said, hey, John Metchie's running out of days, Jack.
Yeah. Well, Christian Harris hadn't had any.
Christian hadn't had one.
ain't nobody counting Christians, Hoss. Ain't nobody counting Christians.
All right, boys.
He'll be ready.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.